Hello, hello, hello. Sit and sip a while and welcome back to the Witches Inn. I'm Karina, the head innkeeper here at the inn. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining me. It means the world that you are here and that you have found us. Know that regardless if you are watching this the week of January 16th to the 22nd, 23rd, that this is also a timeless reading. So whether you're finding it now or whether you're finding it later, please sit back, relax, and enjoy this week ahead forecast for yourself. And if you are a generational witch here at the inn, thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued support. It means honestly just so much. I am filled with so much gratitude as we move in to 2022. This month has been slow and steady, and it has been exactly what I have needed. So I hope the same for you. Now, if you're joining me, we always start off with let me know what you are sipping on. Let me know what is in your cup brewing today as you listen in, either on the live or on the replay. What's filling your cup, right? I have coffee this morning. I will admit that this week, moving into Mercury retrograde, moving into this full moon, I have been quite tired. I'm sleeping in a little bit more. I'm napping a lot more. And I'm really allowing this feminine energy to move me and shape me as we enter 2022. Because one of my goals for January, my intention for January, the energy in which I wanted to hold, is that I wanted my divine feminine to lead the way this year. We are in a year six, so it's all about love. And with that Venus going retrograde in Capricorn, it's about finding self-love and how we achieve and move throughout the year. So, in saying that, I've really been kind of downplaying my divine masculine. I've been asking him to take a little bit of a back seat so that my divine feminine can show me and teach me exactly what it means to succeed. Now, I did send out this month's What's Brewing. So, if you have signed up for that, you will have a calendar January. I know it's literally coming mid-month, but you'll have a calendar in your inbox that has some journal prompts for the different phases of the moon, the major phases of the moon, as well as journal prompts or tarot card suggestions, right? Questions for your tarot within the body of the email to help direct the remainder of Venus retrograde, as well as the beginning and the totality of Mercury retrograde. So before we get into the read today, like I said, if you're joining me, say hi, let me know you're here. What are you sipping on? What's brewing up in your lives right now? Just a quick check-in as well. How are you feeling? How are you doing? You don't just have to let me know what you're sipping on. Maybe you're sipping on something very tangible in your life and you want to share it. I am here for it. Let me know. I will let you know. Hi, Sarah. Before we get into the reading, that I have my YouTube contest still going on. So if you like, comment, and share, and subscribe, you are entered to win a $555 package with me to Awaken the Witch Within, which is a one-on-one program where you and I dive into that inner witch, that inner shadow, and allow you to see that you have all the tools and all the magic to walk hand in hand throughout life with that inner witch. So we have, I believe it must be Stephanie, but I'm not sure. Facebook user. I'm here drinking the Merc Blend coffee by Seventh House Company. Yum. reason why I'm guessing it's Stephanie is because it's Merc Blend coffee. So if you are joining over on Facebook, yeah, it gets me. Yes. So I'm going to show you guys all quickly here. It says Facebook user, make sure that you are granting StreamYard permission if you would like to do that, so that I know who I'm talking to. And if not, just let me know at the end of the comment that it's you, as Stephanie has done here. See, it's me. Yes, Stephanie. All right. And Rochelle is joining as well. Good morning. Starting my Sunday off with some Starbucks. Ooh, I like it. Very nice. Very good. So when I was meditating this morning, when I was tuning into the energy of this week does start tomorrow. We currently are in the moon in Cancer, but we have a full moon in Cancer that's happening tomorrow. And when we have a full moon in Cancer in the sign of Capricorn, which happens every single year, we're really forced and we are asked to look at how our experience of production has influenced our home life, both our external home life as well as our internal home life. So the Cancer is the sign of the moon. She is that divine feminine embodied fully, Cancer. And Capricorn really has that divine masculine energy that accompanies it within the zodiac. Now, Cancer is a really great sign to have a full moon. Capricorn is a really great sign to have a full moon in Cancer because, like last week when I did that reading and we had that ending card with the lotus flower or the lily floating on the water, that's very symbolic to Cancer. To Capricorn. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna get my C's mixed up today, apparently. Because on top we have the goat-like figure of Capricorn, and on bottom, Capricorn has a fish tail or mermaid tail, or anyways, it can embody both land and water. So right now, we have an opportunity this week to really see how our old experiences can shape a new way of being while both being grounded, being able to walk on solid ground and float between the emotions that are coming up. On Wednesday, we also have Aquarius season starting to make its way into the sun, right? So it starts on the 19th and it goes up until February. So Aquarius is all about this sign of innovation, right? How can I make things new? How can I turn old ways of being, I'm hearing my dad's voice right now, work smart, work smart, not hard. So Aquarius really embodies that type of energy. How can I work smarter, not harder? And so as we transition through this week, as we go from this Capricorn sun sign into the Aquarius sun sign, with that full moon in Cancer happening on Monday, leading that way through that transition, what are new ways of being? How can we release and give gratitude to old ways of being while welcoming these new ways of being into existence? I have been talking a lot on this channel about how old keys don't fit new doors. And this is kind of a play on that as well, where new doors are opening and we can bring the tools of old, but we have to look at and allow ourselves to kind of shape and move into these new ways of existence, into this new way of being. So let's see what's coming forward with regards to the cards. And today I am using the Modern Witch Tarot as well as the Cat Tarot because I'm just really enjoying it. I'm really loving it. All right, so let's see what's coming forward for today, the energy of today. This is the week ahead forecast. So I will pull a card on each day, the light and the shadowy aspect that's coming through. There we go. Whoa. So today holds a lot of energy. Immediately we have the magician showing itself. Good morning, Critty. I love that sunflower. So the magician is kind of the beginning stages of the high priestess. It's where we're learning and understanding our magic and really coming into this deeper understanding of how we can alchemize that magic. Are we pulling from the outside? Are we using all these elements that surround us? Or are we tuning into all the elements that we hold within our bodies and learning how to alchemize that cycle? Now, we also have the lovers. So some big major arcana coming through right off the bat on Sunday. Now, the lovers, as you know, if you've been on this channel, I like to see the lovers not as actual people that are our existence in our lives, but instead as us meeting our own internal soulmate. We just transitioned out of this moon in Gemini, and the lovers is very much a Gemini type card, seeing both sides of ourselves, right? So how can we take this magician energy and move it into the lovers, the four of wands? We're looking for harmony. This is interesting. This is the four of wands is a marriage card. So if someone is watching and kind of wondering about a twin flame or a soulmate that's coming forward, today might be the day where you actually have communication that comes forward that solidifies this for you. Or if you're looking for a business opportunity where you've kind of been wavering and not sure if this would be good for your magic, I'm seeing it as something very similar where you're noticing both sides of the coin. You're noticing both the good and the bad, and you're making a decision to really solidify that union based on the information you have, not fearing it, right? The lovers talks about that kind of blind love. We are in the forest, or in the, I guess it's actually a garden of Eden here, right? Their hands are not quite touching, but they are naked, standing in front of Archangel Michael, who really helps us see and moves us into a place of relationship camaraderie. It allows us to see that dark and light aspect that holds both within ourselves. And it's interesting that I'm actually kind of seeing this angel, this archangel, as a mountain. So what I'm kind of hearing for Sunday, regardless of what's going on in your life, take this and relate it how it kind of resonates within you. But moving mountains, deciding that I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to take the fear. I'm going to take the overwhelm, and I'm going to climb that mountain. Six of Cups. Yeah. Past memories are going to be huge and then we're going to end on the High Priestess. So today you might feel like you're kind of starting out as a novice. And by the end of the day, you're really seeing your strength. You're really allowing this strength to come forward and solidify a new union for yourself, knowing that you can pull on past experiences, regardless if they're yours or not. If you have an understanding of a situation and you can relate that into your life and use it, in a knowledgeable way in order to create change, in order to fill these cups. Notice how this cup is full of magic. We have this amazing ability to go from the magician into the high priestess. This is the transformation of this zodiac, of this tarot, right? The magician morphs and moves into the high priestess with time, energy, knowledge, and self-assurance. And that's really what this card pull for Sunday. There is a lot of energy today as we move into like a deepness of, I'm sorry, I'm not speaking very well today, of Mercury retrograde as we are stationed in this moon in Cancer. And as we're moving, as the moon is waxing into its fullest form. Now, the moon is full tomorrow at just before 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I would really spend the day how you would like to spend maybe the rest of the year, really focusing on an area of your life that feels like it needs the most attention at this time. I want to clarify, I'm not going to pull the shadow side because I feel that this modern witch tarot has really kind of told us a really nice story of today. But I do want to clarify that Six of Cups. What's here that we could learn more in order to help us? Thank you. With the high, we have the Four of Wands that has come forward again. So who do you want to be in union with? Right? If you're in business, who do you want to collaborate with? If you're looking for love, if you're looking for new friendship, if you're kind of in this weird in between of you can see your old life and you can see your new life kind of coming into existence, this bigger picture, where can you jump in more fully and allow yourself to be more vulnerable in order to help solidify this union that's coming forward? You know, Kriti's here and we were talking yesterday, and it's like this kind of understanding of where can you improve your home, right? That Cancer is all about the home. Now, this could be your external home or this can be your internal home. Where do you need to make improvements? And instead of creating shame around that, really sink into this understanding of I gave it a really good try then, but I'm not afraid to move back into it now. So it's a great time to actually be looking at where you want to move for this coming year. Not necessarily making intentions, but sitting with and observing where you haven't been completely in union with these thoughts. And then the actions in which you would take to create these thoughts. So this is Sunday. Now, the full moon is all about forgiveness and it's about release work. So today would be a good day to kind of tap into our inner Virgo, I guess, and make lists, right? Take that observation. Start off as that magician and move into the high priestess. Knowing that you don't have to just sit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and make a list. What you could do is carry a list or create a text message or create a note in your phone and just start adding things as they come to you, right? Listening to that really deep-seated intuition that you hold within your body and allowing that to move you and shape you, and then coming into that release work tomorrow for that full moon. Okay. So let's see how this is going to lead us into Monday. What can we expect for Monday under that full moon? Thank you. So, Five of Wands. We have Strength. And we also have the Knight of Cups. So, what it's kind of showing me is that you're stepping into a place of more emotional balance on Monday, really seeing the strength that has come from the battles that you discovered about your life on Sunday or today, right? You're no longer seeing them as ways that have held you back. Instead, you're seeing how these moments in life have created the opportunities that you needed in order to move forward, not in a way. Notice how this isn't the Knight of Wands. Notice how this isn't even the Knight of Pentacles or the Knight of Swords. This is an action card, but this is an action with our emotions. So taking emotional action on Monday, knowing that it's our strength. It's interesting because last night I was having a conversation And I was talking about how even, these really that we can have these small moments of change in our lives, right? Where we either decide to go left or right. But can you sit and think about these really big moments in your life where you decided to look fear in the face and go, I know that this decision is going to be a lot harder and a lot scarier because I am going to have to really rely on the resources that are coming from within myself, right? And step into a place of knowing my own heart. So, for instance, when I was in grade eight, I could have gone to my home school, which was, it didn't have a lot of music. It was a lot more, kind of university driven, my home school for high school. And a lot of the people that were attending that school, I didn't really, they were my friends, but I didn't really enjoy hanging out with them. I felt like I had to kind of put on a show where what I really enjoyed was this like musical aspect. And so I decided that I was going to go to a high school that was going to require me to get closer to people that I was close to kind of at the beginning of elementary school, but kind of had drifted apart because I was hanging out with some other people, right? As life does. But I what the decision really came down to was I'm going to go here because this is where I feel I'm going to get the most knowledge, where I'm going to be able to direct my life in a way that really feels authentic to me. And it's in that moment, right? It's a huge decision when you're in grade eight. And I realize it's Sunday. So we're looking back at the nostalgia of our lives as told in that card, right? The Six of Cups. So that's a huge decision for someone who was 12 years old to be thinking about and making at that time. Now, throughout my life, there's been tons of those times when I'm making very big decisions. Do I want to stay at this job or am I ready to let it go, knowing that where I land is where I'm supposed to land, right? Am I going to step away of the security of what I know and move into maybe something that might completely start a shadowy period in my life that requires me to pull more on my inner strength, my inner knowing, than relying on the comfort of what's surrounding me. So that's what's kind of coming up for Monday in this full moon. And again, it's right on point, it's right on key with us finishing up this Capricorn season, right? How have I been producing in my life? And do I like how I'm producing? Does that feel emotionally fulfilling for me, or does that no longer feel like somewhere I want to be? I'm ready to step into possibly a battle, pulling on my inner strength, knowing that I'm emotionally ready to take this action in my life. Now, let's get a clarifier here with the Cat Tarot. We have the Eight of Pentacles. So this talks about delegation. This talks about allowing people to hold that energy for you. And it talks about deliberately, not just anyone, right? These are people that you know, love, and trust, who you have in the past allowed your heart to kind of spill out. And they've said, I don't know how to fix this, but I'm here to hold this for you. And thank you for sharing this with me, right? Where we're moving away from where we would really like someone or something to hold our hearts. But time and time again, it's proven that this person, place, or thing, for no fault of their own, is simply just not able, not capable to do that for you. So we have a Facebook user that says, yummy coffee this morning. Amazing. So within this action that we're looking to take, This is where this really hard decision comes up, right? And this is where I guess what I'm kind of hearing is like you're either going to sink or you're going to swim, knowing that either decision is going to have its moments of triumph as well as its moments of, I don't want to say failure, but in the sense where we're feeling like we're lacking behind, right? Sometimes we need to take two steps back in order to see where we truly want to be going forward. So that's what this Eight of Pentacles is saying. Take a step back. Take a step back in a place where you know you can be held and not where you're projecting or hoping that you can be held in order to move forward. All right. How's that resonating? How's that feeling? Desiree, hey, it's been a while. Nice to see you. All right, Tuesday. Tuesday. And if you're watching the replay, feel free to comment as well, either on Facebook or YouTube. Remembering that on YouTube, the more comments that are there, the more times you are entered. All right, to win. Critty is saying, nice. Awesome. I'm glad that it is resonating. So we have a Seven of Swords and the Three of Cups. Tuesday, the day of Mars. I mean, this is kind of, yeah, we might be looking post full moon, right? That full moon hangover. We might have on Monday kind of stepped into a place where we may have felt held before. As I say, Mercury retrograde, it's that return of the ex, it's that return of that addictive behaviors, really kind of allowing us to see, you know, have we grown or do we need to do a little bit more work? Again, there's no judgment here. It happens to all of us, right? We cycle through things in order to go deeper into that cycle, into that deeper of that awareness of self. So the Seven of Swords says, yeah, there's some addiction here to maybe work or people in our lives that we keep running towards that really we're ending up feeling, ugh, I'm feeling heavy shame here because I knew what the outcome was going to be. We have this high priestess and she's following us throughout the week. So I knew what the outcome was going to be, but I was hoping it would come out as something different. They're asking for one more card. Thank you. The Ace of Pentacles, right? How we combat this energy is we look and see who's offering us a handout, not to get something in return, but simply just because they see and they honor what we're going towards, what we're moving towards, and appreciating that. Knowing that, like I said, for Tuesday, sometimes we need to step back in these old cycles. We need to be like, hey, I think this is a place where I'm going to feel held. And instead, what ends up happening is this really weird addiction. Now, they're also kind of showing me within the Seven of Swords and this Three of Cups, Tuesday would be a great day to notice where you are feeling this kind of addictive quality within yourselves. What cycles are hard to break based on what you have kind of looked at on Sunday and Monday, and that are going to require you to use your intuition and instead of maybe looking for this handout, going towards other people and asking for help, asking for kind of, so for instance, right? This old keys, new door type of thing is coming forward for me. And it's the sense of like, okay, am I really wanting to get my health under control, right? Where before that old key might have been, I want to lose weight. Where now it's like, no, I want to be healthy. So what does that look like? Breaking that addictive cycle of maybe yo-yo dieting or spend like, am I spending more money when I'm really not feeling good about myself, which then goes back into this kind of addictive or negative cycle where I'm actually stealing time, precious energy, money, resources away from myself in order to kind of get this three of cups, instant gratification, joy, when instead I know that if I really sink into my intuition, if I really look into what's happening here, I'm lonely or I'm not having this need being fulfilled within me. And so how can I create that stability? How can I find that grounding in my life? And it might not necessarily be someone else. This could be for yourself as well. So within this, where else do I find joy? What else fills my cup where I'm not perpetuating this cycle that I no longer want, that's comfortable, but is essentially detrimental to the goal, that bigger picture that I have for myself that comes down the road? Good morning, Deanna. I'm so glad that you're here. All right. Let me know if you have any questions that are kind of arising as we move throughout the week. I'm happy to clarify or go deeper into what this kind of means. Okay, so we are on Wednesday. Wednesday, this day of wisdom and the beginning of Aquarius season. Innovation, right? New ways of thinking, new ways of being. What does Wednesday in the beginning of Aquarius season have for us? And remember that if this is resonating for you, feel free to share it out. Let others know. They might also resonate with it, right? Don't be afraid to let people know that you watch tarot. So we have the moon that has come out for Wednesday, this reflective period, this reflective time, right? Noticing our shadows, bringing them up and worshiping them. Not seeing them as something that's separate from ourselves. No longer masking our own truth. And again, this isn't something that's going to just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to accept it. It's going to be fine, right? For some reason, business keeps really kind of stepping up into the forefront. So if you're looking at a creative endeavor, if you're looking at trying to make money or step into a more financial secure spot this year, it's not going to be something that shifts overnight. That's what the moon teaches us. It's something that we have to observe and allow that waxing and waning process to happen, right? Because, and I mean, if you're a womb holder, your needs change throughout the month. Your need to give and your need to receive changes throughout the month. So it's not creating, right? As with Tuesday, right? It's noticing this addictive kind of cycle that we might be in, this comfort or this uncomfortability that's creating where we are at the time. With the moon on Wednesday, what it's saying is just being like, observe it, notice it. What are you needing? What are you truly wanting? And not making giant leaps in order to create that in your life, but instead kind of dipping your toe in the water and seeing where that journey leads. And as that feels more comfortable to you, stepping out further and stepping out further. It's the same thing. They're showing me love now as well, which it's interesting, right? When you go into a relationship, if you're looking for a new relationship, or if you're looking to create kind of new communication within your relationship, unmasking yourself in a way that feels safe and secure for you, kind of testing that water in order to see, like, can I show, can I be my true authentic self here? Or is this someone who, as much as I want it to be a love connection, as much as I feel I need it to be a love connection, instead, this is actually someone who's going to serve a different purpose in my life. So let's get a clarifier here. How am I working in my relationships? Am I doing all the work, right? This moon, am I doing all the work and expecting different results from other people? Or, got a little bit on my lip there. Or am I speaking my truth and allowing this relationship to work for me? Let's get a clarifier. I have a few cards that look like they want to jump. There we go. Okay. So we have the Page of Wands and the Four of Cups that are coming forward again. Seizing opportunity. The moon is a very intuitive card as well. So seizing the opportunity of your intuition, don't doubt it. Within this Page of Wands and this Four of Cups, don't doubt that knowledge that's coming from deep within your belly that's saying this A is an opportunity or this isn't an opportunity for you. Listening, and maybe that is actually the first step that you're taking along this path of breaking cycles leading into Aquarius season, right? It's making a commitment and saying, I'm no longer going to doubt myself. If something smells funny, then I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to acknowledge that. Good morning, Colleen. And if something feels really good, even if it's scary, even if it brings up a lot of my shadowy self, I'm going to move towards it still, knowing that I never steer myself wrong because I have the strength of all my past experiences coming with me. And I have the opportunity now in order to shift those and make them, I like to say, a transferable skill into what I'm applying and what I'm doing at this time. All right, let's see, Thursday. What are some opportunities that are going to come on Thursday? Hello, other Colleen. What are some opportunities that are going to come on Thursday? Thursday is the day of Jupiter, so it's a great opportunity. How can all this learning and knowledge, thank you, justice, clear mind, clear thought. If you want to make connection, if you want to create connection, love connection, if you want to sever a connection, right? On Tuesday, you're noticing the cycles that are happening and you're like, okay, how do I create an action plan in order to release this from my life so that I can actually fully step into where I'm wanting to go? Thursday would be the day. You'll have a clear mind to think about, okay, what do I need to do? Even if that's not actually taking the action itself is just writing it down. Here's my action plan so that in a few weeks, this is what I'm doing. Let's get a clarifier for this. this is a great day of balance, right? If your day, it's just a good day in general. You might even notice that on Thursday, an opportunity comes to you that you had no idea was even in the sphere, in the realm of what was going to happen, like what you were planning, what you were hoping for in general. This week, it has a lot of energy moving around it, right? January in general, this year is the most transformative of the entire year. I mean, we have a lot going on this year, but in general, it's a lot more kind of even keel. We can see that break. We can see that movement coming, right? And take those opportunities. Where January, the energy that's really sitting and floating around in energy, in the energy, is that spontaneous kind of chaos. And it's learning within this justice key, within this justice card, of where we want to take that, where we want to go with it, right? How am I responding in this situation that shows me that over the last couple years, I have really grown? This is Thursday is a day where you really come into and see that strength of self. Let's get a clarifier. I'm hearing gratitude. Thursday is a great day for gratitude. The Page of Swords. So, yeah, an opportunity. Both are air signs. There's going to be communication coming through on Thursday with opportunities. Both of these cards are about cutting ties. So, cutting the opportunity could be that I'm going to release this old way of self, right? You're seeing things, you're seeing that web of life very, very clearly. And you're like, you know what? That's actually not me anymore. And I'm going to write this down. I have cue cards, right? That I write down and I carry with me. And anytime I'm thinking of this kind of older way of self, I pull out that cue card and I'm like, no, girl, remember, this is who we are. Seeing yourself very, very clearly on Thursday. And so when these opportunities do come to you, you aren't left thinking or wondering, am I worthy enough in order to take this? What I'm hearing specifically is this is regard with regards to relationships, friendships, business collaborations, as well as love matches. They're asking for one more card. So I'm going to pull it. And this is Thursday. Look, can we get a little bit more understanding with regards to this opportunity that will be happening on Thursday? Thank you. Two cards came out. I will use them both. We have the Nine of Wands and we have the Hierophant. So the Nine of Wands, yeah, taking this kind of moving away from this wounded kind of warrior that happens and feeling, seeing that playfulness that comes from this. And the Hierophant, again, it's that union. This again is another marriage card. It's basically like the High Priestess in her crone energy. So if the magician is the maiden, the High Priestess is the mother, the Hierophant is the crone. So there's a lot of wisdom and alchemy that's coming this week, allowing us to move away from the idea that our wounds are wounds that keep us broken. And instead, our wounds are an area in which we get to play and explore so that we can come into new knowledge, new understanding, and welcome the opportunities that are coming here. All right. Friday. Friday, Friday. The Shania Twain song, it's been playing in my head for like the last couple of days, and it's popping up right now. So I'm gonna talk about it. I can't remember what it's up. I think the song is up. You know, even my skin is acting weird. That's the theme of this week, where you're just like, this is strange. This is weird. Why is this coming into my existence at this time? What is my skin? Why is it breaking out? What have I introduced into my life, or what have I let go of that maybe it was, you know, listening and tuning into that intuition, right? Listening and tuning into how our experience is actually like shaping us, and how the stories in which we're playing out around it, but also just being like, yeah, it's gonna go up, right? It's there's things might be weird right now. My hair, my skin, the way that I'm kind of stepping into and calibrating to this new way of being, coming into this deeper understanding of like, I see myself fully, and I'm going to be unshakable with this radical self-love that 2022 is asking me to do, so that I or step into, so that by the end of it, I'm like, look at me, look at how I grew, look at how I glow, look at these multiple streams of income and resources that I have attained simply by living who I am. It's only going up from here. So Friday, wow, okay, that was a quick one. Death. Yeah. This is rebirth. They're asking for one more. This is Aquarius season marks the start of complete new beginnings. And I mean, it makes sense because in the pagan wheel of the year, February 1st in bulk holds that springtime. That is springtime. It's the awakening of the earth. So start to notice that within yourself, right? Where am I tired? Where am I asking, my body is asking me to rest and wait? Where can my divine feminine take over more, allowing my divine masculine to kind of take this back seat, so that I can create and step into this new way of life, this new way of being. Thank you. Grieving the old way, but knowing that, like, I don't have to stay here for long. I simply can look back and say thank you, instead of actually grieving, to step into these opportunities that are here and owning it. Owning my power. Knowing that what I was leaving behind was not a city for me. Instead, I'm creating my own city. I'm stepping into my own authority, right? I'm stepping away from this modesty culture where I'm not allowed to kind of own my, and this goes for males, females, you know, however you identify, there's always this aspect of be, you know, don't be overly expressive with your wins. You know, don't show your joy too much. Be humble. Well, you get to define, the Emperor says, you get to define what that actually looks like for you. You get to define who you are. And if people don't like that, cool. So on Friday, it's this really amazing opportunity to be like, okay, for most of us, we're heading into the weekend. How am I going to celebrate my life? How am I going to celebrate this week of really deep understanding and seeing myself, seeing this boss attitude? And boss attitude doesn't have to be, what am I earning? What am I doing? This boss attitude is going, how am I creating this authority in my life? And how does it feel for me? Yeah. Christina, Friday, yes, taking my power back 100%, right? It's owning your power. It's noticing, how am I responding in this situation? Where was my power taken away from me? And instead of acting like that magician trying to control all the elements, instead, I'm now that hierophant that goes, I don't need to control all these elements. All I need to do is control me. And if this is no longer an opportunity for me, then thank you very much. I'm going to close that door, and I'm going to go where my wisdom is telling me to go, and I'm going to move on. That is what I'm pointing at Christina's comment. That is true power. That is saying, okay, thank you. I see you. I see that door closing. I see that key locking. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to pick up a new key and I'm going to step through a new door. I'm going to create a new window. Let's see where a clarifier here. Thank you. The Two of Swords. Normally this is indecisiveness, but I like how the cat is yawning, releasing indecisiveness, right? It's fully owning that, like, I no longer doubt where I need to be. I just simply go where I need to go. Knowing all the things. I can see things. Thursday's shown me, this whole week has shown me both sides of the coin. I'm fully aware and I'm still going to step into it. I'm no longer indecisive. I'm owning my power. All right. And Saturday, let's see how we're going to end this week off. Rhonda, hi. Nice to see you. Missed you on Thursday. I hope everything went well for you. Thank you. Saturday, King of Cups. Even when the storms are raging around me, I am as cool as a cucumber. Seven of Wands, no longer fighting against the opportunities, the divine intervention that's happening. I'm not going to doubt it. The Fish, coming out, coming forward. Again, this is an opportunity, even through the rough waters. I do feel like Aquarian season, so this end of January leading into February, where we might have had a lot of false starts at the beginning of January, where opportunities were presenting themselves to us. And we were like, maybe, or, oh yeah, that sounds really good. And then all of a sudden it was taken back. It was snatched away from us for good, bad, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's real opportunities that are coming. We're no longer fighting against them. We're allowing this divine intervention to really come into our sphere. Let's get a calendar here. Well, I'm sending you lots of love, Rhonda, and I'm glad that you're here today. And that on Thursday, you listened to your body and you did what you needed to either take care of that day or take care of yourself. So I'm glad to have you here. All right, let's get a clarifier. What's Saturday? The Day of Alchemy. What can our cat tarot tell us? Thank you. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Okay. The Lovers, says we started the day, we started the week with the Lovers, and we're ending the week with the Lovers as a clarifier. I want to get this Lovers card out of this deck here because I want to show you the difference between the two. I want to show you the growth that has come from Sunday's Lovers to Saturday's Lovers. Sunday's Lovers is we are in the depth of the shadows, right? We're really looking at maybe symbolism, mysticism that might be there, trying to unweave webs that we're looking at within this modern witch tarot, this really dark, like this is shadow and light, right? This is saying that I've done the work to really see where I'm keeping myself from stepping into these mountains. And instead of feeling this separate sense of self, right, this light and shadowy aspect of my divine masculine and my divine feminine working against each other, by Saturday, I'm in full harmony. We are in the sun, basking in this glory together, knowing that we can work hand in hand because we fully understand each counterpart. And what we don't understand, that's okay. We're going to meet it with compassion. And we're going to use discernment, knowing that if I'm walking away from something, I'm not walking away from something out of hatred or, you know, it's because it's a boundary that I've set. It's me seeing my magic. It's owning my power and saying that I don't want mystery in love anymore. I want contentment. Whatever that love looks like to you, love for self, love for your business, love for new opportunities, love for friendships. You know, it's like it's such a contrast here in this way of like, I'm going into greener pastures. I'm set. If this lover's card is going to just kind of pull and move me in a way where I'm having to play mind reader, I'm having to really kind of constantly be examining my own shadows and where I am, that's not a way that I want to be spending my energy. How do I want to be spending my energy? How do I want to be experiencing love in my life, regardless of what that is? And that's the kind of the energy that we end this week on, is this lover's card. Knowing I'm the King of Cups. This is huge Scorpio energy, by the way, right? The storm can be raging around, but a Scorpio will just sit there completely deadpan and people will be like, are they about to like rage out? Or are they totally fine with what's happening here? You become the mystery, right? You become the mystery. And it's not a mystery in a bad way. It's that like, those who need to know are going to know, and those who don't won't. It's simple as that. And I'm going to take that knowledge and I'm going to apply that to the situations where like, I clearly don't need to know what's happening here. So I'm going to look at that and be like, if I don't need to know what's happening here, I'm going to move on. I'm going to find new opportunity. I'm not going to fight that inner knowledge that is coming up for me anymore. Amazing. So take what I'm hearing is definitely take some time to really rest, right? Really listen to that divine feminine. Where is she asking for more fun? Where is she asking for more clarity? Where is she asking, right? I said at the beginning of this talk, I've been sleeping in, I've been taking naps, I've been, you know, moving very slowly, very slow and steady in order to really get a footing on what I'm trying to create. So listening to that own inner feminine of yourself, where am I using my resources? Where my divine feminine is like, this is not how I want to be using my resources, right? Even if you work a 9-to-5 job, am I coming home and I'm watching TV and my divine feminine is going, I'm bored out of my mind. So I'm surfing the TV and I'm scrolling my phone and I'm maybe listening to, you know, whatever. And so there's all of this kind of noise that's happening and I'm not able to actually tune in to what my real need is. And so I'm going to tune out. I'm going to turn off that TV. I'm going to shut off my phone. And maybe I do take a 45-minute nap. Maybe I take some time and I journal. Maybe I cook a really nice meal that I've been wanting to, but I can't find the time or the energy. Knowing that, yes, when we are stepping out of our normal, it's going to feel uncomfortable and we're going to feel resistance. How do we talk to that resistance? That matters. I see you. I understand you. But let's do this anyways. And if we don't like it, we can stop. If it's truly something that we aren't experiencing in a full sense of joy in the way that we want to, then I can stop, right? All right. Okay. Right off the bat, these two cards want to jump out. So we have striving, and this is the Wild Offerings Oracle deck. Eventually, the individual ego's drive to make things happen falls away, replaced with a relaxed, trusting openness to answer as they arise. Thank you, Divine, for letting me move with the flow. So if all else, how can you move with the flow of life this week? And true love. I think we got this last week as well. Your wholeness and safety lie within. Not from a partner, but this sovereignty actually leads to the deepest intimacy for you to stop using others. Let me stand on my own feet, Divine, and know true love. And Spirit wants me to say that this doesn't mean that we can't be in a loving relationship while actively seeking and understanding what true love means to us. What it means is that we're open to change within ourselves and within the relationships that we hold in order to move away from a place of survival into striving or thriving. And that is the theme of this week. Where can I really step into true love in order to see where I am thriving in my life and want and create more of that for the future? Source that feeling. All right, my beautiful lovelies, thank you so, so much for joining me. Please, if you haven't, give a like over on Facebook or Instagram. And of course, head on over to YouTube if you haven't subscribed. Like the video, maybe make a few comments, whatever feels good for you. I also am booking for tarot and distance Reiki at this time. January, pay what you're able. You can use coupon code PWYA, and you can find all my links in the description box. So they're all there. As well, maybe you don't really want to work with me one-on-one or anything like that, but you did really enjoy this chat and you want to say thank you. So there is a link where you can buy me a tea and or send me a thank you. Any monetary donation is always great, filled with so much gratitude and thanks. You are very welcome, Stephanie. And Rhonda, you are also very welcome. Thank you all for who join me here today, either on the live or those who are joining me on the replay. Make sure to like and share this out. I will be back tomorrow with a conversation with Spirit and the Moon. And what we're going to be doing is diving really deep into the actual moon signs and phases that it is working through this week to get a better picture of what's actually happening for the week ahead. So I'm Karina Osborne. I'm the head innkeeper here at the inn. And I just want to say thank you. Enjoy your Sunday and I'll see you next time. Bye.